From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, July the 29th, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont for Monday. Isolated non-severe thunderstorms are possible mainly across New England on Monday morning and for areas north and west of Albany Monday afternoon. Any thunderstorms should move west to east at 20 to 25 miles an hour. For today's forecast, the National Weather Service is forecasting a mostly sunny day with a high near 81 degrees. For Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 58. We'll run down the forecast for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, here is the weekend review. Some of the stories that made the news between July 26th and July 29th. The Mid-Hudson News reported that on Sunday, more than 200 paddlers, Native and non-Native Americans, began their journey down the Hudson River near Albany to New York City. The rowers will travel in two lines to honor the two-row wampum, the beaded record of the first treaty between the first European settlers 400 years ago and the Iroquois Confederacy. The group will land in Coxsackie today and arrive at Catskill Point Park on Tuesday. Then the group will arrive at its final destination at the World Financial Center and North Cove Marina in New York City on Saturday, in time for that city's two-row wampum festival. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lekosavik reported in the Daily Mail that an agreement has been reached between Lafarge Ravina and the state and federal governments that will give the company more time to build the dry kiln that is part of an ongoing modernization project. In exchange for the funding, the company will provide for environmental projects and other concessions. Lafarge North America has agreed to provide $1.5 million in fund projects designed to reduce air pollution in Ravina and the surrounding area and to upgrade the existing plant's operation to cut down on pollution the plant currently emits. In exchange, the government agreed to give Lafarge more time to complete construction of a dry kiln to replace the two existing wet kilns. The goal of the agreement is to improve air quality in the community, Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said, while at the same time supporting the local economy by keeping jobs intact. That full story you will find in the Daily Mail. Nathan Mayberg is reporting in the Register Star that Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Patrick Grattan is looking to increase the collection of back taxes and other funds and has proposed the hiring of two new staff members for the county attorney's office for that purpose. The two new positions will assist the seven county attorneys who work in that office. The positions were approved by the board's finance committee on Thursday. Tax collection in the county has more than doubled what was budgeted this year. You'll find that full story in the Register Star. Finally, the Associated Press is reporting that billions of gallons of untreated sewage flow into New York waterways annually, but it remains difficult to tell when and where to avoid contact despite a new law mandating prompt public notice. Overflows of combined storm water and human waste from municipal sewer plants occur often after heavy rains into big rivers like the Hudson, Mohawk, and Niagara, as well as smaller tributaries and other waterways. The law, which is effective May the 1st, requires municipal plant operators to notify health officials within 2 hours of a spill and the public within 4 hours. An agency spokesman said that the Department of Environmental Conservation has received 447 reports of releases of untreated or partially treated sewage under the new Right to Know law. The DEC estimates $36 billion is needed over the next 20 years to repair and upgrade sewer systems at 643 municipal treatment plants statewide. That full story you'll find in the Times Union. So we're starting off our week with a hazardous weather outlook from the National Weather Service for this area. Isolated non-severe thunderstorms are possible mainly across western New England on Monday morning and for areas north and west of Albany Monday afternoon. Any thunderstorm should move west to east at 20 to 25 miles an hour. For today, the National Weather Service forecasts mostly sunny weather with a high near 81. For Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 58. For Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 56. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Wednesday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, partly cloudy with a low around 61. And on Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. The sun rose this morning at 5:46 a.m. and will set at 8:17 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 30 minutes. 7 minutes less than Friday's sunset. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Monday, the 29th day of July 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.